with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. A couple knuckleheads just talking about the stuff that we love to do, and that's grill and smoke meat and other things. I want to follow up on Barbecue Bob's Bacon Explosion from the last segment and say I've done one that's more breakfast-focused where I diced up some small potatoes, almost not hash browns, but the little cubes.
Sure.
Put in a little red and green pepper and a little bit of onion, and then saute that down with some Old World Olive Company olive oil, maybe garlic olive oil, and make that little hash, if you will. Spread that on the inside, sprinkle it with some sharp cheddar cheese, then roll that thing up, wrap it in the bacon, and just like Bob said, cook it for an hour and a half.
So then what you'd probably want to do is you'd want to spread that mixture out over that sausage, because if you leave it in a big thick row, being that it's all small bits,
right,
when you cut it, it's just going to fall apart.
That's correct.
So you'd want to spread that out a little bit.
Right, so you get a layer of it in that whole jelly roll looking thing, if you can picture that.
And pinwheel. Great
point. Yeah, pinwheel. And fabulous, though. I mean, it works good. So these things are, they play through all throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
If you show up at the Family Rebellion and you got to grill some stuff, you might throw this thing on before you get there. And this is what the cuzzes get when they first walk up, is you take a little slice of that and hand it out, and you got your grill treat.
You just
got
to make sure everybody sees it, though, because it's a thing of beauty.
Right. Well, you could take a picture and say, here's what you're eating. Right, yeah.
You know, something that works out really well on the grill that I started doing long ago, they actually make cast iron. Our friends at Lodge make cast iron trays for meatballs, but you can actually grill meatballs just on your grill. And you want to be careful to use a low to medium heat, because they won't be done inside. They'll get too crispy on the outside. They'll want to burn, because meatballs take a while. If you ever watch mom do it,
right?
That's a slow process. But this is a tried and true recipe. It's an evolution, I'd call it. But because the first time you try making meatballs, they're probably kind of dry and hard and tough. And
is this from the Full Belly Deli?
No. This is from,
a different one?
From, it's an evolution from Adeline, from my mother.
Okay.
I use ground chuck and regular breadcrumbs, Progresso regular, not the seasoned, but just regular Progresso breadcrumbs. 4 eggs.
So you're a pound of chuck and about a half a cup of the crumbs.
Yep.
So to get the 4 eggs.
And then 4 eggs, half a cup of milk, 3/4 of a cup of Romano cheese or Parmesan or Asiago, one of those three. I like to go with an Italian blend to it because this is kind of an Italian meatball.
Okay.
Again, ethnic, and being my little Swedish and French mother wasn't Italian. She grew up with a lot of Italians in the UP, and those people all traded recipes, and this was something she loved to make. A medium onion, some garlic, parsley, basil. That's all there is in it. And, of course, a little salt and pepper, which I forgot to type in here.
Yeah, always there, though.
But so you take that onion, about a half a cup, I'd say, and I'm guessing at some of these, because she used her hand. And she didn't use a food processor. She chopped it with a knife. I've refined it because my wife has a really nice food processor. So you take the onion and the garlic and you throw it in your food processor and you just pulse it a few times to get it really fine. Don't pulse it so much that you start getting a bunch of liquid. Then you overdid it. If you do that, you got to drain the liquid off before you pour it in your mixing bowl. All right? And then you chop up 1/4 cup of parsley, fresh, and fresh basil. Now, we grow this in our garden. You can get it all over this time of year. But you cut the stems off the parsley. You don't want the stems.
They're a little bitter.
Yeah.
The stems are. You want the leaves.
And So you throw that in the processor and you chop that up. And then you take this mixture, put it in a bowl. You throw in your eggs, your bread, and you meld it together. What you don't want to ever do when you're doing meatballs or meatloaf is you don't ever want to work the heck out of it. Because what will happen is it'll actually make that meat kind of tough. It's weird. I'm not sure quite how that happens. But the other thing is when you're forming up your meatballs, you just want to kind of grab them gently and make just a nice little round ball out of it.
Are you like tennis ball or golf ball size?
Whatever you like, you know.
The bigger they are, the longer they're going to take to cook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the smaller ones also, you got to watch your grates because they're going to shrink and they might, depending on your grill, they might want to fall through the grates. But the key is to get it to the right consistency so that you can turn it on your grill, because you're going to want to turn it halfway through after about, I don't know, 8-10 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then flip it over and do it and get some nice grill marks on it. And my mouth's watering right now. I love meatballs, and this is a fantastic, cool thing to do on a grill that nobody's going to expect because everybody else has hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, you want to throw a curveball at them, throw the Scottish egg option on them because that looks like a meatball, but it's got that hard-boiled egg in the center. We do those a lot. It's more of a fall recipe. I see those as hunting camp.
You like them at deer camp.
Yeah, I love them at deer camp, but that is a meatball of sort. Kind of thing, but you know, the meatballs are good because they go a long ways. There's actually quite a little bit of meat in each one of those things, and you can do one or two a person, and you should be just fine.
But if you do them on the grill, you get this extra punch that's just fantastic. This happens to be a really nice herbal blend here for these, and it's real simple, but it's just the way I've always seen it made. But when you put them on the grill, along with that cheese, it's a fantastic combo. You can take that same meat mixture and you can make a meatloaf out of it.
Right.
The exact same mixture.
You're just putting it in one ball rather than
several. You're going to make a loaf out of it. And then I would use, personally, what I do is a pizza stone. And I do it on my grill lots of times.
And what does that do? In my mind, if I put it on a pizza stone, one, I've got a hot, even surface underneath it. Two, it's not going to flare up. And three, as the fat renders out of it, it's going to run away.
Very nicely.
And we're all going to have just this baked piece of meatloaf.
Very nicely.
Without a pan.
The fat drips down into the fire. The fire can't find its way back to the protein source, so you don't end up with a fire. But that fat drips onto your coals and adds just a beautiful savory taste to your food. That's what you're looking for.
When you're using that pizza stone, you're creating more of a convective oven in your grill, and you want to leave the lid down and not look at it.
Right.
Set the thing on medium to medium high heat because you want like a 350 if you were doing it in the oven.
Yep.
Right? And if you're using charcoal, just control the air till your temp shows the right. Yep. Leave the lid down and let it go for an hour. You aren't going to hurt it any. There's nothing going to be wrong with that. Everything's going to be right, and you're going to get that wonderful flavor.
That's right. So that's something at a family reunion when you bring that tray out and put that baby on the table.
Right.
You know, you might garnish it with a little something, but that's going to smell so good. And I mean, everybody loves meatloaf.
Right.
It's us folks who grew up in like blue collar families, especially, or middle class America. That was like probably once a week. On our table.
Because it's an affordable grill item or affordable item. Period. That feeds a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never make a small meatloaf. You make a big meatloaf every time. It's a loaf, right?
So do you put ketchup on yours before you bake it?
No.
My mother used to.
Yeah. I do it to like the last 15 minutes maybe, just in a thin coat to get a little glaze on it. But
it does add something pretty cool to it.
Yeah, right.
But we're ketchup people. We put ketchup, as you know, on everything.
Right.
My kids, it's pretty funny. I've now converted to like a salsa person, but my kids will bury things in ketchup. It's disgusting.
You know what the crazy one that I do is mac and cheese, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's one of that tangy tomato on that sweet cheesy. Yeah, I know it's weird, but that's one that, and I like it better cold than I do warm.
Cold mac and cheese with ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, making my mouth water right now as I'm sitting here.
Hey, it takes all types.
That's
man.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to pre-make some barbecue for your family rebellion so that you can sit back and relax and watch everybody eat your goodies. Stick with us. We'll be back.